From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S. military has conducted airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Libya, according to the Pentagon Monday. The strikes were conducted in the Islamic State stronghold of Sirte at the request of the UN-backed Libyan Government of National Accord, according to U.S. and Libyan officials. This is a Pentagon spokesman.
Today, at the request of Libya's Government of National Accord, the United States conducted precision airstrikes against ISIL targets in Sirte, Libya, to support GNA-affiliated forces seeking to defeat ISIL in its primary stronghold in Libya. These strikes were authorized by the President following a recommendation from Secretary Carter and Chairman Dunford. They are consistent with our approach of combating ISIL by working with capable and motivated local partners. GNA-aligned forces have had success in recapturing territory from ISIL, and additional U.S. strikes will continue to target ISIL in Sirte and enable the GNA to make a decisive strategic advance.
Monday's strike marked the second American attack on IS in Libya this year. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. A Taliban truck bomb blasted through a hotel for foreigners in Kabul Monday that resulted in a seven-hour gun and grenade assault. The guests and staff of the Northgate Hotel escaped unharmed. However, one policeman was killed after the truck bomber paved the way for two armed insurgents to enter the heavily guarded facility near Kabul Airport. Meanwhile, authorities in Afghanistan have declared a far eastern border district free of Islamic State militants, saying security forces killed nearly 300 IS militants during a month-long offensive. This is VOA News. Turkey's military and political leaders were to meet Monday in Ankara with the top U.S. military commander in the first direct talk since last month's failed coup. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, is to meet with the Turkish chief of staff as well as the nation's prime minister. This comes as Turkish forces detained 11 soldiers early today who were suspected of attacking a hotel where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was staying during an attempted coup in mid-July. With nearly 20,000 people detained and arrests continuing, there is rising concern the crackdown is expanding to government critics and opponents, especially in the media. 29 journalists have been imprisoned since the coup, and arrest warrants have been issued for dozens more. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
29 journalists have been imprisoned since the coup, with arrest warrants issued for dozens more. Journalist Jafar Solgun, who worked for one of the more than 100 media outlets closed in the ongoing crackdown, struggles to understand why people like him are being targeted. It was the coup plotters who were blinded with madness to bomb the Turkish parliament and attempted to seize power, Solgun said, adding, "But what relation do I, Jafar Solgun, and dozens of other journalists like me have to do with it?" Erdogan insists all those being targeted are connected to the US-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom he accuses of using a secretive network of followers to carry out the coup attempt. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Yemen's government delegation to peace talks left Kuwait Monday after the rebel side rejected a draft peace plan proposed by the United Nations, according to representatives. It says, "We now leave Kuwait, but we're not quitting the consultations and not ending them before August 7th, according to the delegation. The UN envoy Ismail Uld Sheikh Ahmed set August 7th as the date for winding up the talks that began in April. Russian military helicopter was shot down Monday in northwestern Syria, killing all five people on board. Russia's defense ministry said the transport helicopter was hit as it returned from delivering humanitarian aid to the city of Aleppo. The dead included two officers and three crew members. Officials in the southeastern state of Florida have discovered 10 more cases of the Zika virus, prompting Governor Rick Scott to ask for federal help to fight the spread of the virus. Florida now has a total of 14 known cases of Zika, all caused locally by mosquitoes. State health officials believe the spread of the Zika virus is limited to a square mile in the Miami-Dade County, which is just north of downtown Miami. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.